Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak. My name is Penty Alto. I live in Pembroke, New Hampshire, a couple of hundred yards from where the line will go through. I guess what I'd like to do first is recognize that there have been major improvements in this project in the last years. I remember one of the early meetings in this room. Since then, quite a bit has changed, and I thank and recognize the efforts of the company in moving things forward. A key word, I guess, comes out of it is balance, and I guess that's where some of my issues come out. We seem to have chosen a rather expensive path to do this work. Clearly, the power could tend to reduce the price in New England. On the other hand, some of the other paths that have been chosen by other companies seem to have been a lot cheaper and a lot more easily achieved. DC line under water seemed to go in much more quickly in a few months instead of 6 years. Operations in Maine seem to be doing the same type of thing. The concern I have is that ultimately the cost of this will be borne by business and people in New England if the unthinkable happens and price of energy drops. 10 years ago, it would have been very difficult to think of price of natural gas delivered to Boston at $2.10 on the 11th of March of this year, tomorrow. That reflects a locational price for electricity in New Hampshire of about 1.5 cents a kilowatt hour as the primary cost. If we get much more development of renewables that somehow can get into that market here, some of these investments that we make today may be in difficulty. And that leads to the question of who are the counterparties to buy this power. Something as expensive as this has to have someone willing to sign a long-term contract to buy power. If that's a competitive entity, that's on their heads. If it's a regulated utility that buys the power for the default service customers, then quite likely those customers are going to end up paying that bill even if they choose to leave that service at some point, as we've recently seen with the divestiture process, where we as customers probably will end up paying $500 million.
Mr. Alto, how much more do you have?
Just about done. If we do build this facility, perhaps we could try to make it as flexible as possible. By that I mean, as the renewables develop, maybe we need to make sure that power can go both ways over this wire as a way of getting maximum benefit for our own investments in renewables, making use of the storage capability in Canada. Thank you.